Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Indiana students are taking on more debt than ever. According to new data, undergrads at Indiana colleges took on an average of $30,000 in debt for each degree they earned in 2009, a debt load over $10,000 per degree, higher than the national average. The 2009 numbers were up 64% from the average in 2006, but some critics say those numbers are misleading. State health officials are pleased to see the smoking rate drop in Indiana over the past decade. Sharon Jackson reports.
According to new data, the smoking rate in Indiana has decreased by 23%. Carla Snegass, Assistant Commissioner for Tobacco Prevention and Cessation at the Indiana State Department of Health, attributes the dropped rate to a major key factor.
Hard work. Persistent hard work. We've had a real commitment to doing what the best practices tells us from research we should be focusing on.
She says the health department has also been working with Indiana communities, funding grants to do tobacco control programs that really make a difference. It also works with city governments on smoke-free air policies and on similar policies for hospital grounds and schools. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sharon Jackson.
Federal officials are reassessing storm and flood damage in southern Indiana. Governor Mitch Daniels and the state's two U.S. senators have asked the Obama administration to reconsider a denial of emergency aid. The money would help businesses and residents damaged by violent weather since April. A statue of Popcorn King, Orville Redenbacher, could be in place in Valparaiso by the end of September. The bow-tied Hoosier native died in 1995. Sun and clouds and 81 degrees for WFYI News.